The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
His disciples were on the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed him were afraid. Taking the 12 aside, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him. "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes. They will condemn him to death. They will hand him over to Gentiles who will mock him, spit upon him, scourge him, and put him to death. But after 3 days he will rise." Then James and John, sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do something for us. We want you to do this, whatever we ask of you." "What do you wish me to do for you?" Jesus asked. And they answered, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I drink, or be baptized in the baptism with which I will be baptized?" They said, "We can." And Jesus said to them, "The chalice that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism of which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right and my left is not mine to give, but for those for whom it has been reserved." When the 10 heard this, they were indignant at James and John. But Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them. The great ones make their authority felt. It shall not be like that among you. Whoever wishes to be great must be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you must be the servant of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We're still in that journey from Capernaum way north. I spoke about that maybe last week. Like if this was Jerusalem here in South Pasadena, this journey began out there in Chatsworth, went north all the way. Chatsworth would be Capernaum, went north all the way to Caesarea Philippi and Camarillo. There we had the Transfiguration, and now we begin a journey back. And we're coming from Camarillo down to South Pasadena, about 60 miles. And they walked this. They were great walkers. And as they walked, we have these teachings in the Gospel of Mark. Almost accurately, they're paralleled in Luke and in Matthew. And here we have, they're coming up to Jerusalem, and Jesus predicts his passion for the third time. But they don't hear anything about suffering. They're following Jesus for whatever they can get. They expect Jesus to be a powerful Messiah, Messiah who will restore the glory of Israel, and they want to be part of the great new administration. And so James and John come to Jesus and say, "When you come into your kingdom, we want to be the Secretary of State and say, Treasury, whatever it is. We want these high positions in your new administration, in the glorious triumph that will be yours." Jesus said, "You don't know what you're asking. Drinking the chalice I drink, that's the chalice of suffering. Can you be baptized in the baptism which I am? Baptism of suffering. And then you will be given glory." Jesus will rise into glory. What does this mean to us? I've often wondered if in following Jesus, we heard, by the way, I'm calling you to suffer. How many of us would follow Jesus? He said, well, by the way, we're all following Jesus because somehow we'll get something. But what happens if Jesus says, what you're going to get is suffering? We'd say, well, do you have a package that doesn't include suffering? I mean, do you have something, a way that we could avoid the suffering part and we could share in the miracles, we could share in the glory? But the suffering is part of living a full life. You know, in Homer's Odyssey, which is the story of Odysseus coming back from the Trojan War, taking 20 years to get home. He's captured by this goddess Calypso on her island. She's in love with him and she captures him for 9 years. But he doesn't want to stay and he leaves eventually, but she's jealous because he is mortal. She's jealous because he has mortality, which she does not have because she's a goddess. There's something about mortality which is very important if we are to understand the meaning of life. Like Viktor Frankl and Elie Wiesel will testify, both of them, in his Man's Search for Meaning, for Frankl, and Night. Elie Wiesel wrote the book Night. He will say, it's not suffering that's the issue. Is finding meaning in the suffering. If you find meaning in the suffering, you will be capable of great sacrifice. If you do not find meaning, you will be a perennial victim. You'll moan, you'll gripe about it, life isn't fair. If you find meaning in your suffering, you will be capable of great triumph. And that's the teaching of the gospel. We're all going to hit difficult times. We're all going to get reversals. But how do we bring a holiness, a sense of understanding, a sense that this is what it means to follow Jesus Christ? That's what Jesus is saying here in this gospel today. So whatever your inconvenience, your struggles, you have to shape them into what it means to follow Jesus Christ. To drink the chalice and to be baptized in the baptism of Christ. We pause now for a moment of prayer.